You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Katie is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She's been married to her husband for 8 years. His name is Seth, but now she thinks that something might be going on. So we'll see if we can help her out. Katie, sorry you're going through this, but why don't you tell us what's going on? Why do you think your husband is cheating?
I don't know if he's cheating or not. It's just this weird. We have a very good marriage, and we have, I mean, I guess we've had a handful of rough spots, but I mean, over the course of we were together for 11 years, so a couple of years before we got married. And so there's going to be some rough spots, but I mean, you know, we still went out, you know, we were trying, we were having fun. We were, you know, going to concerts and like, I don't know, we like to bowl and I don't know. I always looked at us and thought of us as being like a really strong couple. And I don't know, I guess in the last couple of years, we both just started to work more and more. You know, I got this promotion and we're at work so much that I guess I kind of got complacent. You know, maybe he did too. You know, get home and just eat dinner and go to bed. And now he doesn't really want to go out as much anymore, which I mean, all of this in my mind is kind of normal. Like, you know, we've been together for a really long time. And he's kind of a stereotypically kind of lazy dude. And I like that about him. You know, I like being comfy and cozy at home, but he does, you know, he goes to see his friend Josh, but he's like, that's been one of his best friends since high school. And I don't think he could be the cheater type because he doesn't really want to go out and do anything. But like I said, things have been different this last month. So he's going over to Josh's place like twice as much as he usually does. And I don't know. I'm wondering what he's really doing at his house. I mean, he's complained in the past about how Josh is like, he can get annoying after a while. And I've hung out with Josh and Seth before, and I can confirm that. I don't know, if we met him now in real life, like, would he be close friends with him? I don't know. It's not like he's been friends with him since high school, and, you know, I respect that and I admire that. And I see, you know, there's a lot of love there for him, but like, I don't know. He's a boring dude and he's kind of annoying. And I can't figure out what he's doing over there twice as much as usual. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that's been this kind of like huge change is that all of a sudden Seth is a workout guy. I probably wouldn't have called you guys if it wasn't for that. He's working out every single day for several hours at a time. But I don't think he's ever worked out since we first met. I'm just, is he doing it to impress someone? Is it someone at work? Like, he's there a long time. I don't know. This is not me. Like, I'm not normally an insecure person. But I know that it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I wouldn't call yourself insecure, even though it's like you're noticing things are changing. And of course, it's going to set off an alarm in you. So that's not even an insecurity.
And his appetite is less too now. Like, he says he's not really very hungry when we have dinner. Like, he had a big lunch or something like that. And that, like, there's never been a time where Seth hasn't wanted, like, pizza, or Friday we usually get Mexican dinner, and I don't know, he's just not finishing his plate, which is, again, unusual. And I asked him about it, and he just said he wanted to get back into shape, which, again, totally valid. I want to support him in that. I don't want to, like, deter him in any way. I'm just nervous.
Yeah, and then if he's spending more time at the boring Josh's house,
yeah. Maybe he's not at actual Josh's.
Boring Josh's house, yeah.
I'm just curious as to what triggered it. Maybe it's not necessarily cheating. Maybe it's just he was inspired by something. I don't know. Hopefully he's not.
All right, you already told us what grocery store you guys are reward card members at, so we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and pretend to be from the grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if he sends those to you or somebody else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your To Catch a Cheater next.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Katie is on the phone and she thinks that her husband, Seth, of 8 years, might be cheating. So in a second, we're going to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards member at and say that every single month we choose one lucky rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. And he's this month's big winner. We'll see if he sends those flowers to his wife, Katie, or someone else. But first, Katie, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on what's going on?
Yeah, we've just drifted a little in the last couple of years. We both work a lot. And in the last couple of months, he's totally changed. Suddenly, he's going over to his friend's house twice as much as usual. It's an old high school buddy who I think is pretty boring. He's told me he's boring. And the big thing that's worrying me is suddenly he's working out every day, which is great. He's looking great, but he's never been a workout guy. He's eating healthy. It's just such a sudden shift, and I'm just worried.
Okay. You ready for us to call him?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Corbel calling from I was looking for a rewards card member named Seth.
Yeah, that's me.
Seth, hi. Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm calling to actually tell you congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
Okay. What did I win?
Every single month, we choose one lucky rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. Absolutely free. 100% on us to anybody that you want. You've won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy or chocolate, and a card to be delivered to anybody that you want.
All right. That's very cool. Not bad.
So here's how it works. I can take down the information in just a couple minutes over the phone.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I actually have a little bit of downtime. It's good.
All I will need is the first and last name of the person you want to send them to.
Okay. Same last name as mine and Katie.
And, anything you'd like to put on a card?
Pretty roses for a pretty lady. Love you, kid.
Oh, that is, I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you ever cheat on your wife at all? Ever? Seth, my name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Seth. Whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
And your wife, Katie, is actually on the phone listening to this.
So this is kind of like a setup to see if I'm cheating or something like that? Is that like a...
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Huh. We do a segment called To Catch a Cheater, and Katie thought maybe there might be something going on, so we were seeing if we could catch you by who you'd send flowers to.
Thanks for the flowers, babe.
Why would you do this? This isn't...
Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't know what to do. You've been so different this last month. I mean, you're not the same guy. You're working out every single day for like multiple hours at a time. And I don't know. I just got in my head about stuff. I mean, I asked you why and you didn't give me a reason. You just said you wanted to be more healthy, which is valid, but like, it's just so sudden. And I don't know. You're spending all this time over at Josh's, like, double, sometimes triple as much as you used to, and like, it's just a, like, are you really there? I don't know.
It's crazy you think that I actually cheat on you. It's very cute, but like, not really. You think that I would cheat on you with some like hot lady or something? That's not who I am.
I'm sorry, he's definitely not cheating. If he would cheat on you with some hot lady.
I love you. I wouldn't that. But also, I guess we should probably talk about it. Something kind of happened that made me kind of look at my life and where I am right now. This is weird. The reason I've been spending a lot of time with Josh, and he doesn't really want anybody to know, but you're kind of forcing my hand in this. He's been diagnosed with cancer.
I'm so sorry.
I've been going with him to some doctor visits and stuff, you know, because he doesn't live near his family, and we've been best friends for a long time. And doctors are saying that it's totally treatable, and success rates are pretty good, pretty responsive with how early they caught it. But I mean, that's kind of what's been going on with him. And Josh is really kind of secretive in his life, and he's like, you know, don't tell anybody, it's very embarrassing and everything. And I just didn't know what to do. So I've just really been kind of there for him as he's going through this, so he doesn't have to do it alone.
I had no idea. I had no idea. Wow. But what does that have to do with you? Like the working out and the eating? I mean, is all that related?
Honestly, it was when I saw the look in his eyes when he first told me, you know, he couldn't stop crying. And I it kind of freaked me out. It kind of like made me think about my mortality and everything. And I just, as soon as I saw that look in his eyes, I just decided, I was like, you have to make sure that you're around for the people you care about. You know, it wouldn't be good if, you know, he's going through this and, you know, I haven't been healthy. I haven't been, you know, I'm lax and eating pizza. You know, we always go out for Chinese, we always go out for Mexican food and everything. And I'm just like, let me just make sure that I'm here. Let me just make sure that I'm around. So I really just wanted to be healthier and just be here for him, be here for you, be here for everybody that I care about. And, it sucked too. Cause I mean, I haven't worked out like this in years, but now that I'm doing it and really focusing on the reasons for doing it, it makes me start to enjoy it. Like I kind of tricked my brain into thinking like, you want to do this. And next thing you know, it's like, I do want to do this. And then eating right kind of followed. I mean, I know I say I don't have an appetite a lot of the time, but I don't. I'm just trying to eat a little bit better, you know?
I feel terrible. Why didn't you just tell me? Why didn't you tell me any of this? I would have understood completely.
I'm a little, to be honest, I'm a little embarrassed about it too. I haven't, you know, I haven't done anything physical since way before the pandemic, and I just got used to that lax lifestyle. You know, like we just hang out, and we always just kind of stay home and hang out, and we've just been in that mode. And you know, when Josh's health scare made me kind of realize that, you know, that's not a way to live. It's just kind of a way to just be. And I just want to do more. I just want to be here and just have a better, healthier life, and you know, not make a noise every single time I bend over. And honestly, I think that maybe I didn't tell you because as Josh was going through this, I was trying to respect his privacy, and then some of the embarrassment from him kind of leaked over onto me, and I was like, let me just, you know, it's like sometimes if you're improving yourself, you kind of want to hide from the world and reappear as a better version of yourself. I should have definitely told you, because you clearly thought I was sneaking around for somebody.
Well, I'm really, God, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, sorry about your friend, man, but Katie, at least you know now he's not cheating.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they caught it early. Everybody's got this awakened need for wellness, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. I mean, I keep looking for a side piece, though.
Well, if that happens, you know you're going to hear from us again there.
Yeah. The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.